Happy New Year, Duchess. I guess I really shouldn't have to repeat the date. It's 1 January 1971. And a very, very happy New Year. I have been trying to make this tape the last, three, four, five nights, Duchess. I just have never gotten around to it. Anyway, please extend that Happy New Year wish to many of the mutual friends that we have. It's been a good year for me. I really don't have any big complaints. I think it's been a good year for most of us. I hope you're well. I hope everything is mending as it should. The only sad thing is soon you'll have to go to work. Around the 10th, I think you had predicted. Anyway, I was trying to keep time. The New Year there, where you are in New Jersey now, I think it's about quarter to five here, so it would be about quarter to six in the morning, I think. So you've already celebrated your New Year, if you celebrate it at all. I didn't celebrate that much. There was a party. Vera had the same crowd in over at her trailer. She had the same people in for Christmas Eve. Very nice group. People we work with, mostly department heads and whatnot. But I just didn't feel inclined to go, Duchess. I just didn't feel like partying. So I stayed home, and it was funny because I did go down to the mess to eat. I don't usually eat supper, but I hadn't had lunch, I think. I missed lunch, so I went to eat supper. And then this light colonel, John Spivey, I think his name is, he came back, and he stayed here until the New Year with me. He's all right. No big thing. Anyway, so I went to bed about quarter to one or so. Bill forgot. He said he thought I was asleep, so he didn't come over. He was up at the command mess, Bill Van Etten, my IG friend. He's going home in a few days. That's just 2 days, I think. Sunday, whenever that is. Today's Friday, right? And so Bill was over here most of this afternoon. We had today off. Today is a holiday. We don't have to work it. So, as I said, Bill, I went out in the sun, banging on the door this morning, he was. So I went out there and I got about an hour or so of sun. And then this afternoon he came over and was just chewing the rags, sitting on the bed, yakking away. I was showing him some books on recreation. He's going to retire. He's very, very angry with the Army. You know, he's got 28 and a half years in. And I guess Bill is about, I don't know, 55 or something. And he really hadn't planned on retiring, but they didn't give him an assignment near his home. I mean, you know, like East Coast or something. They put him on the West Coast. He was very angry, and they wouldn't change it. And so he's going to retire, and he's writing all these nasty letters. He's very hurt with the Army. Anyway, the point was that he keeps telling me up in Vermont where his home is, he's going to open up a recreation site. So we were going over some of these books and stuff, talking about what he could build. And, let's see, last time I spoke to you, it wasn't Christmas yet. It was a few days before that, and I had just gotten back from that big, long trip. Christmas was very nice, Duchess. We didn't do an awful lot. We did get off, you know. It's the first Christmas I had off in my 5 holiday seasons overseas. It's the first one. In fact, we had half a day on the 24th, which was very nice. And since only us at the headquarters, the people at the headquarters get off. The field people, out in the field, they do not get the holiday off. Just the administrators. They don't want us to work the holiday because then they have to pay us double time, which I think is only fair. You know, the field people, they must work. That's the big days are the holidays for our service clubs. But, I didn't do a heck of a lot. Went over to Vera's in the evening, and it was very nice. In fact, sat outside to about 2:30 in the morning. You know, you forget how quickly you acclimate yourself to the conditions. It's very warm here, Duchess. The temperature is pretty much the same all year. It's well in the 90s. And, of course, you can sit out all night. And, well, I shouldn't say all over. I mean, in this area, you can do that. Up north, it is much colder. It gets down to the 70s. But it's damp, and it's a little colder than that in the mountain areas. But in this area at Long Bend, it's very warm, and it doesn't change a great deal all year long. And so Christmas Eve, we just sat out in the yard to about 2:30 in the morning. It was very nice, drinking coffee at that point. We had had enough liquor to drink. And as I say, just local friends were in. And, oh, I don't know, I can't remember. Bill took me out, I think, Saturday night. We went up to have Chinese food. Took me to dinner. Then on Monday, last Monday night, the AG party. We have one every month now, I think. And anyhow, Tuesday afternoon, turned out we had some problems with some of our girls in Canton. Big flap, Duchess, with one of our girls down there was getting married to one of the warrant officers. And I have known both of them for a long time, but he doesn't get along with the club director. She's been fighting with the other girl's boyfriend, and it's always his personality stuff. Anyway, Tuesday, right after work, I took off and went down to Canton. And it was an all-night session up until midnight. Everybody yelling and crying and hooting and hollering. You know, I had to find out what all the problems were. And the next morning was the whole thing again. And then I went to Vin Long in the afternoon, and I came back Wednesday night. And then I got back here about 6 or so, and I had to report to Betty all this stuff, you know. So Tuesday was a very long, long day for me. I'd worked 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 hours, something like that. That really knocked the feet from under me. And plus, I sleep on the couch, you know, down there. They don't have any room. It's very small quarters. And air conditioner, I nearly froze to death. And so Wednesday night, I went to bed early. I was dead. I was dead on my feet. And then, of course, last night, I couldn't make the tape because John was visiting. Actually, I would have been better off had he gone home early. He went home just after midnight. So this is my first opportunity, Duchess, to say hello. I think after Van Anten leaves, I'll have a little more time. He pops in at the oddest times. I don't see him for days, you know. And then, like this afternoon, he has nothing to do, so he just pops in and can't get rid of him. I said, Bill, please go home. I want to make a tape. He's going to take me to dinner in about an hour, and I'm not ready at all. The IG section is getting together, and they're just going up to the Mandarin to have Chinese food. It used to be Loon Foon's, Duchess. Now it's the Mandarin House, and that's where Bill took me last week. It's nice. Once in a while, I go up there. But this is a little gathering of all the IG people, so he wants to include me because I am an honorary fig, right? Female IG. So, what else can I tell you? I think I had mentioned to you all the nice things I had for Christmas, or, you know, the cookies and stuff. I haven't answered a soul. It's been hectic because I've been back and we've had a couple of social things we've had to go to, and then back down to the Delta again. It's really unpredictable, Duchess. It's a lot. I've had, as I say, last night was the second night, I think, that I can remember not having to do anything. I could stay in my own room. And then, of course, the girls wondered why I didn't come to the party, being it was New Year's Eve. But I just thought, no, I don't want to get dressed and go out. I'm going to stay in my 10x12 room. So that's what I did. I slept late this morning. I always feel better if I get to sleep a few hours. Got an hour's worth of sun. I always look better when I get some sun, too. I haven't had a great deal, but anyway, I'm very well. I get a little tired once in a while with this traveling around. Of course, according to Betty Duchess, I'm supposed to go to Tucor in 2 weeks. Now, they haven't decided exactly where in Tucor. I'm pretty sure it'll be Nha Trang. N-H-A, capital T-R-A-N-G, Nha Trang. You mentioned about locating these places. They're very hard to find, Duchess, because you do say them one way and spell them another way. But anyway, I'm supposed to go up there permanently. I will come back, you know, every couple of weeks for a visit, like. But I don't know. I kind of dread the move again because, well, I have to take up my suitcase. And then I know the rooms up there. I know where I would live. They're nothing. I'm much better off right here where I'm at. They're a bigger room or about the same size, but it's real, real high ceilings, like an old hotel they use. And our girls live there. And, well, I don't know. I'm not that enthused about it. It would be good professionally, maybe, because I'd have a lot less pressure off me than working at the headquarters. I don't think it would be as many, it wouldn't be as hectic. I just have to look after four clubs, you know? That can't be too hard. So, in that sense, I think it would be easier. But I just, the thought of moving again, Duchess, I've been on the road so much the last 2-3 months that I just want to sit down. Betty and Vera took off this morning for Vung Tau. They're going down there. I think they might get on the ambassador's yacht. There's a ship down there. And this one of the colonels we know is down in that area, and he was going to take the girls out for the afternoon. I didn't particularly care about going. I've been traveling so much, they haven't been out of the office. I've been covering from Quantry to Kanto, the whole country, running all over. And so I just could care less about going on anything that's moving. Just want to sit still for a few nights. Anyway, so there you have my latest episodes, really. Nothing too much to talk about. There were several things, such as I was going to make notes, I'm sure. But as the time goes by, you know, they become less important, and I forget them. Then when I'm in a rush, I'm always talking about some of the things that really aren't that important. I'm trying to think while I'm sitting here yakking on. I should shut this thing off just in case I don't finish it, Duchess. I'll come back to it probably tomorrow. Tomorrow is a half a day. Whoopee! Today I was off. And then Sunday we're off, so that's nice. And if we get an extra, we only get one whole day off a week is Sunday. So if we get a holiday in there, you know, it's very nice. Don't do anything. Everybody kind of does the same thing. They sit in the sun, or somebody will have somebody over for drinks. Oh, you know, I didn't tell you. I got for Christmas, Vera gave me a sword, Duchess. I've seen them many times. Bill had several of them. And it's just a great big hand-carved wooden case sword. You know, like the Rough Riders would wear. I don't know who wore them. But anyway, Bill had it chrome-plated for me. Oh, I know what I have to tell you. I knew there were a dozen things I wanted to tell you, Duchess. Anyway, so I have the sword. He just brought it back to me today. So it's sitting here. The big thing I wanted to tell you, Duchess, right off the bat, and I see I'd written some things down, but I don't know where I put the slip. Do that a lot, right? Anyway, I sent all the partial shipment stuff. I have sent you. Oh, please sit down, Duchess. No, you can't sit down, can you? Lean against something. Anyway, I have sent you 700 pounds of this and that. Are you still there, Duchess? 700 pounds. Actually, only 500 is actual net weight. The rest of it's packing material, so that's not so bad, right? I have put in the mail, Duchess, 4 elephants. Everybody has to have 4 elephants. 2 of them are 50 pounds each, so that's 100 pounds for those 2. Then the other 2 are 35 pounds each, so that's 70 pounds, right? It's 170 pounds worth of elephants. I laugh. laughing because I can just picture when all this stuff arrives. Oh, Duchess, there are 10 crates. 700 pounds, 10 crates. One long box, Duchess, has a bow in it. No arrows, just a bow. Somebody gave me that bow a year and a half ago, and so I decided to send it home because I didn't know what else to do with it. Anyway, so there's one bow, four elephants, let's see. Oh, there's a footlocker. That would be the biggest and heaviest one, Duchess. That's very heavy. A footlocker has lots of things in it. And let's see, four elephants, one bow. That's five boxes. Footlocker, six. There's one vase, just a vase, a regular vase, you know, that Tom gave it to me. I hope it doesn't get broken. It's nothing sensational, but it's just a sentimental thing. Anyway, so that's seven crates. Four, five. What else did I send you? I don't know. I have to think about it a minute. You have 10 crates, I know. And, oh, isn't that terrible? I had it all down in my head what was in those 10 boxes. Anyway, I don't know where you're going to put them. You cannot lift them, Duchess. I mean, you can lift the bow. That's probably the only box. But the others are too heavy. You simply cannot. You'll have to get somebody to help you. But 10 crates, I don't know where you're going to put them. I really feel kind of badly about it. I don't sound it, but anyway, I wanted you to have these things, right? Gotta have four elephants. Boofies, we call them. I think the Vietnamese call them boofies. Anyway, I think it's time to turn this one over. Bye.